You're listening to Morning Edition on 90.7 WFAE. I'm Marshall Terry. The man you hear playing is not a professional pianist. He's a software engineer from Morganton. Greg Knight was a finalist at this year's Van Cliburn Amateur Piano Competition. It's the sister event to the professional Cliburn, one of the most prestigious classical music competitions in the world. The Amateur Cliburn is a chance for serious piano players 35 and older who do something else for a living to show off their skills. WFAE's Duncan McFadden spoke tonight about his experience.
Greg Knight decided he wasn't going to pursue a career in music when he was in college. He majored in piano, but he also got a minor in computer science.
I wanted to get married, have a family, have some children, and it started becoming very apparent that it was very difficult to make a good living just playing the piano.
So he became a software engineer. Music remained a big part of his life, though. He plays at his church, and he keeps a busy performance schedule. And at age 53, he now has time to devote to preparing for a big competition.
I started reading the requirements, and they had added a new round, a round with a symphony orchestra for the final round. You have to play with the Fort Worth Symphony. And they had some very distinguished judges. And I looked at it, and I thought, well, I've got a year. I should be able to do that. And I've got time now. My children are basically grown. And so I thought I'd give it a shot.
Knight was one of 159 pianists from around the world who submitted videos of themselves playing. Judges chose the top 70 to compete in Fort Worth, Texas earlier this month. He and the other competitors paid their own way to attend the week-long event. Knight was surprised at how congenial the atmosphere was.
I thought, well, this is a competition. You know, people are, you know, these are, in one way of looking at it, these are all your enemies, you know. But it wasn't that way at all. As it went through the different rounds and we got to know each other better, it was a wonderful feeling of camaraderie. I mean, we all understood what we had been through. We'd all been through the same crap for the past several months, learning all these pieces, trying to get them all memorized, trying to get them as best we could. We understood one another, and we would stand around and talk, and you could mention any obscure piece of music or maybe even a few bars in some obscure piece of music, and everyone knew what you were talking about. And I noticed that people were genuinely happy for each other. I mean, when I saw people advancing in the rounds, I was happy for them. I mean, I was glad they were advancing. I was proud of them.
You were advancing as well, though.
Yeah, I was exactly. Yeah,
that makes it easier.
You have to temper it with that, I realize.
Yeah.
Because it's not quite so much fun when you see others advancing and you're not, and I fully realize that. But even that, the folks that didn't advance, they would come up to me afterwards. They would express their congratulations, that they were happy about it, and they were just very nice. I mean, nobody was ugly, nobody was mean. Everybody was very nice and accepting.
So then you got to the final round, and you're on stage with the Fort Worth Symphony. The concerto starts, and there's this nice long opening section where it's just the symphony. What's going through your head?
Well, you know, there's lots of things going through your head, so you're trying to narrow those out and weed them out and just get down to a focus. You're nervous about being on the stage. You're on this wonderful stage. You're in front of this wonderful orchestra with all these professional musicians. You're being videoed. You're being streamed. You have judges out there. You have family and friends watching. You know, there's all these things going through your head, so you're trying to weed them out and come down to the focus of just listening to the music and trying to be part of the music and only the music itself. That concerto is special to me. I mean, the first time I heard it was when I was 9 years old. I used to sit and listen to it over and over and over again when I was a little boy. And so I tried to take myself back to that time when all you do is you close your eyes and you put your headphones on and you just become completely immersed in the music. And so that was my focus. I was trying to regain that feeling of it's nothing but the music and that's all that matters. I started getting there. Especially as you start moving through the performance and things are going well and the music is coming out and being made, it's much easier to start transitioning totally into that way of thinking of simply just becoming part of the music and not worrying about anything else.
He placed in the top six and took home the Creative Programming Award, which came with a $500 prize. But what he cherishes even more is something the jury chairwoman, 2001 Professional Clyburn winner Olga Kern, told him after the award ceremony.
She told me how much she enjoyed my Chopin Sonata. She has recorded that piece, and so she knows it backwards and forwards. And it's a very well standardized piece of music. And she talked to me about how standard it was and how difficult it was to infuse new ideas into the music. It was very special to hear someone of that caliber compliment my playing to that degree.
Knight says he hasn't ruled out giving the Van Cliburn Amateur Piano Competition another shot. Either way, he says meeting other people who share his passion has inspired him to play with more accuracy. And he says he's also got some good experience controlling his nerves under what he calls extreme conditions. For WFAE News, I'm Duncan McFadden.